The federal government's leading atmospheric research agency published data this week showing 2019 was North Carolina's hottest year on record. WFAE's Michael Falero reports.
The data comes from an annual report by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. North Carolina stands out as one of the states that had its hottest year in 2019. Last year, the state's average temperature was 61.2 degrees Fahrenheit, or 2.7 degrees above the state's historical average. Those numbers might not seem high, but they translate to noticeable daily temperatures, says Dr. Kathy Dello, a climatologist with the State Climate Office at NC State University.
Even a small shift in the annual average means that we're setting more extreme daytime temperatures or nighttime temperatures to get to that point. So if you think about any sort of average, moving it in that direction, you need a series of higher numbers to get there. We really feel our climate through our extremes.
Dello says those higher nighttime temperatures don't allow people to cool off and can lead to health problems. They can also prevent the growth of certain crops like peaches and make it easier for diseases carried by insects like mosquitoes to thrive. Charlotte also broke two records. 2019 was the city's second warmest year, with an average temperature of 63.5 degrees Fahrenheit, or 3.7 degrees above the city's historical average. It was also Charlotte's sixth wettest year, with more than a foot of rain above average. In the southeastern region, South Carolina had its second warmest year, as did Florida and Virginia, while Georgia had its warmest year. Dello says those warming trends all fit into the trend of climate change. As the world warms and changes, so does the region and the state. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.